looking for many different types of projects, actually. Our national strategy for angling development projects are capital projects, so they can be angling access and to improve infrastructure. They're different to the other ones that we're looking for, which are all about conservation rehabilitation under the Salmon and Sea Trout Rehabilitation, Conservation and Protection Fund and the Midland Fisheries Fund. We'll be looking for expressions of interest in the first instance, and then if they get passed an evaluation, they will move on to project development, and then there's funding available to applicants to develop the project.
There is a workshop in 2 weeks' time on May 1st in Harvey's Point, just to go over the intricacies and the ins and outs. You'd be obviously advising anyone with serious ideas of applying to attend that.
Absolutely, that's right. The workshop will be attended by IFI personnel and some local staff and our project officers, who have vast experience at this stage in getting projects off the ground. But up in Donegal, you've had some wonderful successes, and the Chrysla Club have run a really good project incorporating both fisheries enhancement and infrastructural projects.
It's your belief that what comes from the clubs, what comes from the communities, what comes very much from the ground up is what tends to work in these situations.
Absolutely. I suppose people know what they want to see for their communities, and angling can bring huge economic benefits. But as well as that, because these projects are all done in a sustainable way, we're protecting the environment into the future as well. So it's a win-win.